This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. The news has been pretty grim in the past few months. Shootings in once sacrosanct schools seem to happen every couple of weeks. Santa Fe, Texas, Great Mills, Maryland, all culminating in the worst school shooting in recent history in Parkland. Does this make it seem schools are a war zone? Well, one candidate for governor, Gwen Graham, recently posted this on Facebook. So far this year, more students have been killed in schools than soldiers in combat zones. So let's set our sights on this comment with Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing better than most of the people we're going to talk about. Is it really true more kids have been killed this year than American soldiers in combat?
We rated this mostly true, and on the numbers, Graham is right. There have been more students killed in school shootings than service members who were killed in combat zones in 2018. But there's some important caveats. If you look back at 2017, 2016, the number of school shooting deaths is not as high as it is now in 2018. But perhaps more importantly is that the likelihood of being killed in a combat zone is still vastly higher than it is at school. So yes, the numbers are right, but there are far less service members than there are students in school. So when you account for the death rate, you still need to know that the likelihood of being killed in a combat zone is still vastly higher than it is in school.
But in raw numbers, tell me how many kids have been killed in schools this year versus soldiers.
We found that 26 students were killed in school shootings through May 18th, 2018, and then compare that 26 number to a total 13 service members were killed in combat zones in 2018.
Wow, so our schools are worse combat zones in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan.
I mean, it's definitely a eye-catching claim, but I still think the implication is kind of empty. It really doesn't mean that schools are more dangerous than combat zones.
All right, hopefully this year is an aberration and we won't be having the same conversation next year, too.
Yeah, we said the same thing about Parkland, though.
All right, well, next up, a Democratic Political Action Committee is entering the fray as Governor Rick Scott takes on incumbent U.S. Senator Bill Nelson. Now, for weeks, Scott has hammered away at Nelson for voting with the most liberal members of Congress. Now, the Senate Majority PAC is airing this ad.
He served his country as an Army captain, an astronaut on the shuttle Columbia, and as one of America's most independent senators.
Well, we all know about his trip into space, but Is Bill Nelson voting against the standard Democratic line?
He is more often than other Democrats. So we ended up rating this whole claim half true. Since 2001, we found that his voting with the party is around 89%.
Oh, that's pretty high.
Yeah, that's pretty high. Yeah, but compared to other Democrats, it's lower. So there's more that goes into being an independent, though, than just having these moderate or centrist voting records, though. You have to have an open dialogue with both sides of the aisle, and that's a really hard thing to measure. There's no doubt that Nelson has worked with Senator Marco Rubio on various things and has sponsored bipartisan legislation, but those type of things aren't measured. And as you stated, voting with your party 89% of the time, even if it's less than other Democrats, that's still the majority of the time.
Well, if 89% makes one a moderate, I'd hate to see what makes somebody a not moderate.
Yeah, who knows?
Allison Graza, PolitiFact Florida, thanks for being a moderating influence on all the political rhetoric.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.